Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel. We are about to discuss the return of the lost Israelites. The lost 10 tribes comprised the numerical majority of the Israelite people. They were taken away, they were exiled, the Assyrians transplanted them to areas on the outreaches of the Assyrian Empire, and they disappeared. They lost knowledge of their identity. They forgot who they were. This is all part of the divine plan. This has been prophesied by the Bible. The prophets had predicted it, and the prophets also told us approximately where the lost 10 tribes would be in the end times. We have traced the lost 10 tribes to peoples from Western nations. The prophets prove will give us proofs and signs of identification, telling us how we can know where the lost 10 tribes are to be found today. Prophets also spoke of the lost 10 tribes returning. So one of the major prophets in this regard is the prophet Ezekiel. And we will discuss very briefly a few highlights of how Ezekiel depicted the return of the lost 10 tribes. The text for this very short outline is to be found on our website. And in addition to that, you can go into our commentary on our website on the book of Ezekiel, where verse by verse in some detail, go right through the book and we explain how and why we reach the conclusions that we do, and how these conclusions are justified and have been pointed out to us in the book of Ezekiel and the other prophets. Our website is the britam.org, www.britam.org. Then you can go there, and on the left hand side you'll see a link to biblical commentaries. Go there and go to Ezekiel, and you'll find the subject of the present speech. Ezekiel said the lost 10 tribes would return. He emphasized that, especially towards the end of his book. Chapter 37 of the two sticks joining together, the stick of Joseph and the stick of Judah, and becoming one in your hand. It's a very famous, it's a classical source depicting the end-time return of lost 10 tribes and their reconciliation and renewal with the present-day Jews, represented by Judah in the Bible. Judah in the Bible, in biblical terms, means the Jews of today. Whereas Joseph, or Israel, when it is used in juxtaposition, opposite, as if to say opposite the expression Judah, then it means lost 10 tribes. When we have the two names, Judah and Israel together, Judah means the Jews, the present-day Jews, and Israel means lost 10 tribes. And Ezekiel 11:18 says that, first of all, the exiles will return to the land of Israel. And after that, they shall put away their idols and keep the law. Verse 11:20. Ezekiel also says that Judah has an obligation to help the lost 10 tribes return. There's an obligation upon the present-day Jews to return. Some of the Jews will not like it. They will protest that when they were in trouble, then when they needed help, these people who are returning, these people who will in the end times be identified as members of the body of Israel, as blood brothers, as from the same family as themselves, that so these people, many occasions did not help them when they could do. This is Isaiah, the end of the chapter 49 in Isaiah, tells us how the Jews, when they see the lost 10 tribes returning, will react. And nevertheless, there will also be other Jews, as Jeremiah says, mentions in chapter 3 and other elsewhere, who will go out into the lost 10 tribes and bring them back. So we have these two contradictory tendencies within Judah. And this is how the prophets described the state of affairs. In the end times, we ourselves experience both reactions, both the willingness on the part of Judah, of the Jews, to go out and find lost 10 tribes to bring them back, and a certain reluctance to face up to the implications that these two people also are descended from Israel. At all events, Ezekiel said that the lost 10 tribes in the end times will return, as did the other prophets also said the same. And Ezekiel intimates, he says, or it may be understood as saying that lost 10 tribes, when they return, the beginning will still have their old idolatrous religion, whatever idolatrous practices they kept, and only after returning will they put them away. He also says that Judah needs the lost 10 tribes to return, and Judah will help the lost 10 tribes return, and that the redemption of Judah himself, the complete return of Judah himself to the land of Israel, to his former position as an independent entity in the full meaning of the world, with a temple and everything connected with it, that too is dependent upon the return of the lost 10 tribes. So the Jews have a stake in this. It is for the good of the Jewish people the lost 10 tribes come back. We identify the USA with the tribe of Manasseh. In effect, the USA contains members of all of the tribes, of Israel, and also of Ephraim. Ephraim is especially important. But Manasseh, the tribe of Manasseh, is the dominant one. It dominates the USA, and in biblical terms, Manasseh, in many contexts, refers to the USA. Ezekiel in 16:6-2 says that in the end, God will renew his covenant with Judah and with Israel. Both Judah and with Israel will renew their covenant with him, their agreement with him, and they will return and be forgiven their sins and be purified, and things will renew themselves. In Ezekiel 11:17 it says, "Therefore thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people, and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered. I will give you the land of Israel." So the different commentators understood this verse to be referring to all of Israel, including lost tribes of Israel. Eisenman, in English Art Scrolls commentary on the book of Ezekiel, mentions this. The great commentator, the Malbim, also mentions this, and so did the prophet Nachmanides, Ramban, in the Sefer Gula. In the Book of Redemption, he also mentions this. Malbim says that in the future, God will ingather 10 tribes in faraway lands, and that did not return in the time of the Second Temple. In other words, this verse is referring to a future time, is referring to something that will happen in the end times. Even though in the time of Ezekiel lived around about the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, when the Jews, after being exiled by Nebuchadnezzar, they'd been taken into Babylon. They'd been there for 70 years, and then they were allowed to return by Cyrus, the king of Persia. This was around about the time of Ezekiel. Ezekiel was alive when these events were taking place, and some aspects of the prophecies of Ezekiel seem to be describing this process, but we can see from the verses, from the literal meaning of the verses, that Ezekiel was only using these events, this partial return of Judah, as a prototype, as something to build upon, to extrapolate from, in order to, for his own imagination, in order for his own formulation of what would happen in the future, to have something to address itself to. That was a way of prophecy. Prototypical examples, taking an example of something that happened in their own time and using it, extrapolating from it into something in the future, was a prophetic technique which frequently occurs in Scripture. Ezekiel in 11:18 says, "And they shall come thither," in other words, they shall come to the land of Israel, "and they shall take away all the detestable things thereof, and all the abominations thereof from thence." In other words, the lost 10 tribes will come to the land of Israel, and they will remove all the idols that they find within it. This could be referring to their own idols, or it could be referring to the idols that they will find in the land. And he goes on and says in verse 16:5-3, when I shall bring again their captivity, the captivity of Sodom and her daughters, and the captivity of Samaria and her daughters, then I will bring again the captivity of thy captives in the midst of them. Hereby, referring to the captivity of Samaria and her daughters, Samaria in Hebrew, Shomron, he is explicitly addressing himself to the lost tribes of Israel, who did not return in his time, but will return in the end times. He is speaking about the end times, and he says that they will return, and then and he will bring again the captivity, the captives who have been taken away. He also compares the captives to Sodom. Sodom and her daughters, I will bring again the captivity of Sodom and her daughters, and the captivity of Samaria and her daughters. In the Hebrew commentary, the modern Hebrew commentary by Moshkowitz, he speaks of this expression, Sodom and her daughters, that that Sodom will be healed. Sodom and Gomorrah were two cities by the Dead Sea that were destroyed for their sins. So they will be returned. What does it mean that they will return? They will return in the same time, in the same way as lost in tribes will return. And when they return, they will rehabilitate the land. The land will have been devastated. And now the land of Israel, in many respects, is devastated. The Arabs have devastated it. Everywhere the Arabs go, they bring the desert with them. This is known. This is a proven fact. Wherever the Arabs went, they created a desert. They brought in goats. They overgrazed. They reduced the shrubbery. The trees, they cut down the trees. They caused soil erosion. Reduced the greenery. That raises the heat of the land. Lessens the precipitation. Lessens the rainfall. And you have a cyclical effect. So things go very quickly, go downhill. Until you get a desert, which is what the Arabs live in. And even now, in what was previously Palestine and is now the state of Israel, wherever Jews settle, they have begun to rehabilitate the land and to rejuvenate it. There's an expression in the land of Israel, it's adopted by anti-Semites, anti-Israelites. Even they use this expression. It's called the Green Line. The Green Line denotes the areas of Jewish settlement. Where Jews settle in the land of Israel, where they settle in what was previously Palestine, it is green. Where they do not settle, it is not green. The Green Line. So the Jews have begun to rehabilitate the land, to rejuvenate it, and in some respects, they have not got done enough. Much more can be done. Some of what has been done should be rectified, should have been done differently. To all events, when the lost 10 tribes return, and the Judah and the rest of Judah with them, and when the Judah also will be instrumental in helping lost 10 tribes return, will be a further renewed rejuvenation of the land and rehabilitation of the soil and of the ecosystem that is needed. The water resources and so on will be cleansed, and the land will be purified. It says that they shall return to their former state. Both the land and the people will return to their former state. Ezekiel 16:55. The Malbim on this verse says that when they do return, that the lost 10 tribes will play the dominant role. They will have the dominant position in the return. At all events, no one really knows how these things will happen according to Maimonides until they really do occur. We can just get a general outline, a general idea of what is happening, and we can see that even now things are warming up, things are pointing in the direction that the scripture indicated they would do. In Ezekiel 16:61 he says, then thou shalt remember thy ways and be ashamed when thou shalt receive thy sisters, thine elder and thy younger, and I will give unto thee for daughters, but not by the covenant. In other words, this means, according to the commentators, that Judah must seek to bring the lost ten tribes back. Judah must try and bring the lost ten tribes back. God makes the participation of Judah in the process of bringing the lost tribes back a prior condition for the rehabilitation of Judah itself. Judah, the Jewish people, need the lost ten tribes to return. And they, when they return, in a sense, will be the daughters of Judah. Judah will teach them and help them, and Judah himself will be elevated, will be rectified, will himself be enabled to return to the right track through this effort of his. So it's very important, it's worth considering. And in the end, God promises that I will establish my covenant with thee, and you shall know that I am the Lord. In Ezekiel 16:6-2. So we have these principles of Judah being instrumental in bringing the lost ten tribes back. Judah going out to the lost ten tribes and helping bring them back. Judah needing the lost ten tribes returned for the sake of Judah itself, for the sake of the Jewish people themselves. They need the lost ten tribes to return. This is what the prophets say, and this is what the prophets emphasized. And in addition to bringing the lost ten tribes back physically, the land itself will also have to be returned physically. There will have to be a rehabilitation of the land. There will have to be things will have to be made much better than they are. And this is what the prophecy says will happen. This is what will be done. And we can all play a part in this. We can all participate in this process by, first of all, doing what we can to support the state of Israel and the Jewish return to the state of Israel, because this is a forerunner, this is a building up, this is an intermediary stage, a preparation for what will come after. We can also strengthen our own faith by learning the Bible, by praying to the Almighty, by being better people, and by studying this message and other messages of Brit Am that are connected with it. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel.